To Syria now, and we wanted to get our friend Anthony Shadid, Beirut Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times, who's been covering the Syria story for us and for our partner, the New York Times. Anthony, good morning.
Good morning.
So, first question straight out. We reported yesterday that the Obama administration is apparently going to formally ask President Bashar Assad to step down. Is the understanding in the Middle East and within Syria that the U.S. is suddenly calling for regime change in Syria?
Well, I think that's, you know, effectively what the president's call would amount to. There is some skepticism out there on how much impact such a call would have on the ground. But I think it is, you know, I think it is a compelling note to make that there is still a sense, at least what you hear from analysts, from people that have some access to Syrian officials, there is a sense that the international community still wants the regime to be in place. That's a sense of Syrian officials themselves. And I think at some level, a statement like that from the administration, similar statements from Europe, from Arab countries, are going to change that kind of prevalent, that mood that you still see among Syrian officials, that there is a desire for them to stay in place. Once that happens, you're probably going to see repositioning, jockeying, you know, potential fissures even within the leadership, a leadership that, you know, we should probably make clear has stayed pretty unified until now.
That's Anthony Shadid of our partner, the New York Times. Listen to White House spokesman Jay Carney here, Anthony.
We believe, the president believes, that Syria would be better off without President Assad.
Now, you know, we've had a war in Iraq. Saddam Hussein was deposed at the behest of the U.S. Plus, we've got troops in Afghanistan, and we're propping up the leadership there. Yet when the White House spokesman says something like that, it's not as though anybody's shaking in their boots over in Damascus, are they?
Well, I think there's deep fear in Damascus, absolutely. I think both within the regime and I think among Syrians themselves. I think in Syria, more than perhaps any other country that's, you know, entangled in these revolts that began in January, there's a fear of the aftermath of what comes next. There's a Syrian opposition that, you know, has abysmally failed to create an alternative to President Assad's leadership. There's a fear of strife, of sectarian strife, a fear of even civil war. So I think it's very, you know, I think there is concern that's very pronounced in Damascus and other Syrian cities right now, not only within the government about the pressure that's being put on them by the United States and Europe, but also among Syrians themselves about what might follow his fall.
But there's no fear of direct U.S. intervention, even though there might be fear of the pressure. Why?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's talking about military intervention. I don't think we would. We're even remotely close to some prospect of a Libya-like action happening in Syria. Syria is just, I think, what we have to remember. You know, in contrast to say Yemen or Libya, Syria is entangled in almost every fault line that you see in the Arab world at this point. It has a deep, long-standing alliance with Iran. It has a very sensitive relationship with Turkey to the north. Syria is involved in. Many people see Syria as having protected the Israeli border for many years. It has a client in Hezbollah in Lebanon. I mean, almost every conflict that you can think of, Syria has at least a direct or indirect role to play.
And the noose is tightening, although the outcome completely unclear, as it was the last time we talked to Anthony Shadid, Beirut Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times, speaking to us from Beirut. Anthony, thanks so much.
My pleasure.